with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. security chief warns against a lapse in phone data collections. In an appearance on the CBS program Face the Nation, Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan warned the U.S. Senate against failing to renew the Patriot Act. The act gives the National Security Agency the authority to see records of phone calls made by Americans. It is part of an effort to thwart plots by terrorists. Brennan says terrorists are waiting to take advantage of any lapse in the program. China has strongly rejected U.S. criticism of its land reclamation activities in the South China Sea. Chinese Admiral Sun Jianguo told a security summit in Singapore Sunday that construction work is, quoting now, justified, legitimate, and reasonable, and that the projects are for the purposes of providing what he called international public services. The admiral's comments came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter delivered a blunt rebuke to China for being out of step with international norms. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has cut short an international trip after breaking his leg in a biking accident outside Geneva, Switzerland. Kerry was hospitalized Sunday after being flown by helicopter to Hospital University Geneva following the accident. Burundi's president will not attend Sunday's emergency summit of East African community heads of state on the political situation in Burundi. The summit in Dar es Salaam is scheduled to be attended by leaders from Uganda, Tanzania, and Kenya. The president of Rwanda is sending a minister to represent him at the summit, and Burundi will be represented by its foreign minister. This is VOA News. Beau Biden, the 46-year-old former Delaware State Attorney General, died Saturday of brain cancer. He was the oldest son of Vice President Joe Biden. Biden, who had served in the military in Iraq, had been receiving treatment for cancer at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered his condolences.
I would like to offer Israel's sincere condolences to my good friend Vice President Joe Biden on the passing of his son, Beau. Vice President Biden spoke many times to me about Beau over the years. We've known each other for many, many years.
Beau Biden is survived by a wife and two children. An Egyptian-American prisoner freed by Egypt after it jailed him for nearly 2 years for his alleged involvement in the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood has returned to the United States. Frail-looking, Mohammed Sultan was embraced by relatives and friends as he arrived Saturday at Washington's Dulles International Airport. Cairo authorities forced the 27-year-old Sultan to relinquish his Egyptian citizenship before allowing him to leave Egypt. Two British banks say they have launched internal reviews into how allegedly corrupt payments were funneled through their institutions as part of the current world football bribery scandal. Barclays and Standard Chartered were among dozens of banks mentioned in the U.S. indictment last week. The indictment charged 14 media and marketing executives and officials at FIFA in a $150 million bribery scandal, a scandal related to the award of sports media contracts. Five people were killed near the Libyan city of Misrata on Sunday in a suicide bombing claimed by Islamic State militants. The explosives-laden car detonated at a security checkpoint west of the city. Misrata is aligned with the unofficial government in Tripoli. An internationally recognized government operates out of the city of Tobruk. Thousands of Nepalese children affected by last month's earthquake have returned to class. Nepalese schools have reopened 5 weeks after the disaster that claimed 8,600 lives. Police in Singapore say they fatally shot one man and detained two others when the men crashed their car through barricades early Sunday near the site of a high-level regional security forum. The incident occurred near a hotel that was hosting the Shangri-La Dialogue, attended by U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter and delegates from various countries. The event was uninterrupted, but authorities boosted security around the venue. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.